Hello, this is Kat, and I can't hear you again.
Oh boy, not this again. Oh no, it did it again. It's back.
So, who is this? New podcast, who dis?
We are Feminine Chaos. Welcome to our podcast.
You still need to identify yourself. Who the fuck am I talking to?
I'm somebody.
I'm just kidding.
I am the Marchioness of Toronto, and no, I'm Phoebe. Who am I speaking with?
Okay. Anyway, and yes, we are Feminine Chaos. And I assume, Phoebe, that you were having trouble logging on because you were busy looking under all your beds and inside closets and dredging the lake outside your house for the missing princess of England.
Yes. This is right. So I'm a few days, we don't have recent news in Canada. I don't have internet, so I don't have like recent news. It's all, you know, carrier pigeon and whatnot. So I missed if there's been news in the last few days. So I assume that there is in England a missing princess and I'm looking for her. Am I in the wrong?
I hope that you're ready to feel really ashamed of yourself, Phoebe, for even asking, for even wondering, for entertaining the thought in your little brain, because Kate Middleton, aka the princess, what is she actually? She's the Duchess of something, right? Like,
is she not Princess Catherine?
Or is she Princess?
I think she is a princess. I think it's not that she's princess. I think she's not Princess Kate Middleton, but she's Princess Catherine of I don't have enough internet to look it up.
You know what? I'm just gonna, just for the sake of accuracy. Okay.
Yes. So what did you find out?
I found out that she was, in fact, Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, but I guess that was when she first got married, and then she just acquired a bunch more titles. They get to just hand them out like candy over there. And then eventually, on 9th September 2022, I'm now quoting Wikipedia, the king announced William's appointment as Prince of Wales and Earl of Chester, thereby making Catherine Princess of Wales and Countess of Chester. So basically, she's just like the princess and the duchess and the countess and the grand high poobah of a whole lot of things.
The countess. I'm sorry. Did you ever watch that Real Housewives of New York with the countess?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
Never mind. There was somebody on it who was called the countess from some Via Marriage or something. Anyway, and she made this music video that was something, money can't buy you class, elegance is learned, my friend. It didn't make any sense.
Sounds like a bop.
It was great.
Well, anyway, so the bad news is there's one thing that Kate Middleton is not the reigning queen of, and that is good abdominal health, because she has cancer, and we wish her well.
We do.
But we're not here to talk about cancer. We're here to talk about internet drama and the discourse because let's just back this up. In the weeks preceding the announcement by Kate Middleton that she's undergoing treatment for cancer,
she says she's got undergoing preventative chemotherapy. So what this sounds like is that some of this reporting has given the impression that she is terminally ill. It does not sound like that is the case. It sounds like she's quite sick, but backing up.
Yeah. I mean, I would guess, based on what little medical knowledge I have, which comes mainly from being the child of a doctor, which I guess is also the boat that you're in.
Yes. Of a gastroenterologist, even more specifically.
Right. I did ghostwrite a book for an oncologist. So, I mean, I basically am a doctor.
You could operate on me anytime.
Thank you. I'm going to hold you to that. And so what I would understand to be the kind of the way things unfolded here is that she went in to have something inspected. Maybe she had like a growth or a tumor or something like that. They removed what was in there, but when they biopsied it, they discovered that it had been cancerous rather than benign. And so what she's now doing is undergoing chemotherapy to prevent any lingering cells, bad cells, from spreading around the rest of her body, just as a cautionary thing. But in the weeks prior to this announcement, Kate was conspicuously absent from public life at a moment when all of the top royals were also kind of absent from public life is like Prince, King, he's the king now. King Charles was undergoing treatment also for cancer. And Camilla Parker Bowles, who I guess is the queen, consort now? I don't pay that much attention to this stuff, obviously. But she had stepped back. And William, of course, was also kind of out of the spotlight. And so there was a lot of speculation of just at first, what's going on with the royal family variety? You know, like, where is everybody? Why are none of them working? Because the entire job of these people is basically to be in public and doing things in public. And then as Kate's absence from the public stage became kind of more and more conspicuous, people did start to speculate about where she might be and what might be going on and why she might have withdrawn from public life. So the palace had released a statement back in like the beginning of the year saying that she was undergoing a routine scheduled abdominal surgery and was just going to take a little time off to recover. But for whatever reason, this seemed suspicious. And so people started kind of coming up with their own theories. Phoebe, do you want to talk about some of the theories that you saw?
Sure. Although I do want to kind of, if we're going to give this all a timeline, I want to make a very clear demarcation between the theorizing and the speculating that happened before the Photoshop picture and after, because I think that's really key. Yes. To like, because so to give like the broader outline, and then I'm going to zoom back with the specifics of the speculation, because they are indeed quite wild. I did not think about this story very much until something happened, which was that she and William, the palace, whatever, there was this official photo released for, I guess, British Mother's Day of her with her children. That I would not have known to think anything about this because I'm not skilled in this area, but people who are looked at this and were like, this is Photoshop. And indeed it was. And she, Kate, or at least somebody on her behalf, said, yes, that this was amateur photo editing. Indeed, it was an altered photo.
She released a statement.
And a statement, right. But the photo seemed to be an announcement, look, I'm well, all is well, I'm right here. But then the release of a photo to say, look, I'm well, all is well, I'm right here, and then the photo turns out to be fake, was intriguing to me. The fact that a princess was, and I think I'm not alone in this, I don't share this just to give my like personal history with this, but it's like, there was this period of time for a couple months, I guess, where people who were into the royals and following this were perhaps wondering where Kate Middleton was. A lot of people weren't really thinking about it. And then suddenly we had this kind of I'm not a missing princess shirt is having people ask questions kind of moment. Did we not? I mean, like that
sums it up really, really well. Yeah.
It went from a story that was of interest to you if, and I don't judge, you were interested in royal goings on, not necessarily that interesting. Like, it didn't seem that mysterious or interesting to me if somebody has a stomach or abdominal or torso related ailment, and I don't know what it is, that's fine, I don't need to. What did seem strange was this, here this person is around, but they aren't. And that seemed interesting. So basically, in terms of the theories, yes, the theories were all over the place. Some were given that she is an attractive princess, that she was doing, you know, who's in her early 40s. It was, you know, a lot of cosmetic surgery speculation, a lot of things are going badly in their marriage speculation. And this is where I think I want to be really, really clear. A lot of just sort of like intentionally unhinged speculation, like people saying that she never existed in the first place, that she's a hologram, that she's on a spaceship or whatever, you know what, yeah. I mean, things like that, where it's clearly
she'd gone girled herself, like,
yes, exactly. And it didn't seem like that type of speculation. I mean, I'm not an expert in British law or whatever, or in any law, but it would be hard to say that it's like libelous to say that like aliens from another planet abducted Kate Middleton, because like it's just so ridiculous. You know what I mean? So a lot of it was also on that sort of plane. So not the type of gossip about like actual normal people, mm-hmm. but just kind of like, well, this is weird. Missing princess.
Yes. My favorite theory, I mean, it wasn't really a theory. It was like a goofy Reddit post, but somebody suggested that she might have become trapped in a snow globe, which is a thing that happens to women sometimes, especially princesses. They, you know, they fall asleep while, you know, dreaming or fantasizing or experiencing yearning. And then the next thing they know, they're trapped in a snow globe. And, you know, we were all instructed to check our snow globes to see if Kate Middleton might be in there.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And like right shortly before the news, I saw like a friend of mine had posted to Facebook some picture of their kid from the back and said, "This is Kate Middleton," like from a distance from the back, and said, "I found Kate Middleton." Mm-hmm. And I liked this post because I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Okay. And then one other thing about the Photoshop snafu, which in hindsight was like kind of the ne plus ultra of unforced errors that really, I think, did trigger a lot of unpleasantness where it could have been easily avoided. The Photoshopped picture was like, it was so scandalous that they had done this, that they had released this altered photo, that all of the agencies in England, at least, unpublished it and issued a statement that they were like retracting it because it had been altered. So I think it's just important to note that like this was in this world and in this kind of weird symbiotic relationship that the royal family has with the English press, it was a very big deal for them to give them a photo that wasn't what they said it was. Like they have a very kind of tenuous peace between them that the palace violated. And, you know, we can say like, well, it's understandable why they did, but nevertheless, like there are other ways they could have handled it. And the fact that they did handle it this way just ended up creating like massive, massive amounts of interest, because it did seem then that like, well, you know, what are they trying to hide?
Yes, it did. And the thing is, if you look at history and royals and royal intrigue, it could be any number of things. And that is not far-fetched. That is, it's not just that like royals are a source of fascination for like anybody who watched Disney movies growing up. You know what I mean? Like the princess stuff, right? You know, people are into royals in that regard, but also like weird stuff has happened, you know, royals being poisoned, this or that, you know what I mean? Like, this is not, it's not so far-fetched to think that stranger things are happening with royals than are happening with normal people, and that the stakes are higher and all of this. And what I want to really emphasize are like two pieces of information together, okay? Which is that before this announcement, two things were known to the public. One was that this official reassurance that she's fine, roughly, that she has some medical issue, but it's nothing to be too worried about, and that it's specifically not cancerous. And two, that they have released this photo of her, here she is, and here she isn't. Those were the two things that were known, the two facts we had in front of us, that had been the announcement and that there had been this fake picture. That is what people were working with who are not in the know, okay? And I think that's really important to keep in mind when talking about how people look back on how they or we were talking about all of this then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So I think I want to say like two other things about this. One is that in the aftermath of the announcement that Kate has cancer, which she made herself. I will include a link to it in the show notes. There was then this wave of like, and you, everyone, I hope you're happy now. You know, I hope that you learned something today. And we'll talk more about that in depth. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. There's this, like the premise of a lot of this discourse and a central tenet of it is that the speculation about where Kate might be or what might have happened to her was like especially prurient and distasteful and disgusting and motivated by malice in some way.
100%. And it so was the opposite.